Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Man allegedly fires shots at multiple homes after shooting through his own roof. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Gunshots were heard in the early hours of Monday morning in the Westview Mobile Home Park, causing damage to three homes but resulting in no injuries. The incident occurred after reports of a man accidentally shooting a hole in his own roof with a shotgun the previous day. According to Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, at around 4 a.m., a 74-year-old woman residing on Achita Road called the authorities to report hearing 10 gunshots. Responding officers then heard an additional 20 shots fired in the area. Upon investigation, they found that rounds had entered the woman's home, striking her furniture. Officers assist her in leaving the premises safely. The suspect, a 38-year-old man believed to be responsible for the gunfire, was identified at a nearby residence. After issuing commands to the individual, he emerged from the home holding a rifle. Following police instructions, he placed the weapon on the ground and was subsequently arrested. Despite the gunfire, no injuries were reported among the residents. Earlier on Sunday, the same man had reported accidentally shooting a hole in his roof with a shotgun. He claimed to have been unloading the firearm when he inadvertently discharged it. Law enforcement determined that there was no immediate danger to neighbors based on the trajectory of the shot and took no further action at the time. Pending charges related to reckless endangerment and unlawful possession of a deadly weapon are anticipated against the suspect. Mother of Matthew Shepard honored with Presidential Medal of Freedom. Judy Shepard, the mother of Matthew Shepard, who was killed in 1998, received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Joe Biden on Friday. Cowboy State Daily reported Judy Shepard's son, Matthew Shepard, was 21 years old when Aaron McKinney and Russell Henderson abducted him and drove him to a remote area east of Laramie, Wyoming. He was tied to a split rail fence where the two men beat him with the butt of a pistol and left him to die. 5 days later, he died in a Fort Collins hospital. Matthew Shepard's murder sparked nationwide outrage and led to the establishment of the Matthew Shepard Foundation advocating for LGBTQ rights. The award recognizes Judy's activism, turning personal tragedy into a movement for change. It highlights her efforts in driving progress in laws and culture. The Presidential Medal of Freedom is the highest civilian honor in the United States. Judy Shepard joins a group of Wyoming residents, including former Vice President Dick Cheney, presented by George H.W. Bush in 1991, and former U.S. Senator Al Simpson from Biden in 2022. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.